believable. We call him America's Belief Coach. It's really my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, Udonna. Yes. Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh, there's so many people on the call. I love it. I love hearing your voices and where you're calling in from. And if you're new, I want you to understand something, that as soon as Udonna begins asking me if it's time to start, I mute, not because I don't want to hear you, but I mute out all the background music. And that means your phone. So if you're ever worried that, you know, you're in a noisy place, don't worry. Worrying is not good for your soul, okay? And so just let it go and know that the only reason I do mute is so that we can all have maybe a little clearer connection. We can hear the speakers and the trainers and the thoughts. And so don't ever worry about that. And as you have and you invite your brand new people on, which is happening every day, and I hope it continues to happen and we get hundreds and hundreds and thousands someday on this call, just tell them that same thing, that, hey, don't worry. As the call starts, you know, the moderator's muted out. So you can be at a nursery school. You could be at a dog park, and dogs can be barking and people can be laughing. And it's okay. And I don't ever think that it's back. I don't think that it's noise. I want to make that really clear right now. I honor your music, whatever that music is, you know, because that's life. And we live in life. And that's the whole beauty of it. You know, I'm learning how to meditate. And what Russell Simmons said, he says, if you need to begin meditation with earplugs and a headset, well, by all means, do that. But someday you're going to want to take those earplugs and headset off, because you live in the world. And sirens and cars and honking horns and whatever, yeah, that's all just awesome part of life. It's just perception. We just got to turn it from fear to love, and bam, we witness a miracle every time. And someone who witnesses miracles at a crazy rate is our trainer today. I know she's experiencing miracles at just a wonderful rate, because she's so open and she's turning all of her fear into love. And that's the ticket. And that's one of the reasons she's exploding in her own life and exploding in her income. But really, it's because she's so happy and grateful. And that's what's happening. And I see it and I witness it and I honor it. And I'm excited by it and inspired by it, as you all will be too. So I'd like to welcome to our call today our trainer, Casey Plouf. Hello, Casey.
Hey, Lenny. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. So awesome.
I am, you know, grateful. And I am going to talk today just really about what you just talked. So many times I have something I'm going to talk about, and you, like, open it up for me, and you don't even know what I'm going to talk about. So I love it. And I just first and foremost, Dave MacArthur, don't have any plans at 12 o'clock today. His training yesterday, gratitude, I mean, how amazing to have him. And Lenny, thank you so much for being part of his mentoring, because, I mean, that's just, it's going to take it to a whole new level. So just how grateful are we for that? I'm so excited for all his live streams coming up. I can't even put it into words just how amazing it is. So if you missed it yesterday, make sure you check it out today. But it's going to be right after this call. So I'm going to start out by reading something that I posted yesterday. And it says, if egg is broken by outside force, life ends. If broken by inside force, life begins. Great things always begin from inside. And, you know, in the beginning, I was looking to outside things to really, either be it in my isogenic business, like, you know, what's outside or who's going to help me, you know, or something like that. But then once I realized it was really all from inside, and, you know, if it's going to be, it's up to me, really things started shifting. And it was really my dialing in, you know, to you, Lenny, and Dave. And so, you know, a book that I've read, but I'm reading it again, and it's The Working with the Law. And there's a lot of great laws in here. But one that I'm going to talk about, which you just talked about, Lenny, was the law of increase. And so the law of increase, to continue to bring great things in our life, really all starts with gratitude, what you just said. So I'm going to read a little bit out of this book and then kind of say how I correlate it. But It is an understanding which enables us to use the law more clearly. And in using it, we stimulate our good and bring about much more for our pleasure and happiness that seems like magic or miracles. This understanding is the act of praising the law for that which we desire, and invariably the fulfillment of that desire is speeded up to the most magic proportion. Sometimes I do feel like I'm in this magic and this miracles with the things happening, and so used to, you know, it would be, I would complain about doing dishes. Now I'm so grateful that I have dishes to do and a dishwasher to do them. You know, my dogs, they dig holes in the backyard, and in the beginning I was like so just wanted to pull my hair out. Now I'm just so grateful I have a backyard where I can just open the door and my dogs can go out. And so I started to shift those types of things and put it into praise and gratitude. So what has been an unconscious act or an accidental method can become a known fact and a regular means of stimulating your good. If one learns the simple method of praise, that alone will stimulate and increase his good. And in this book, he does reference the Bible all the time, and he says, Jesus once said, if one has faith as a grain of mustard seed, he can move mountains. If one can realize the power of praise, he can do the same. Praise is complementary to faith, whereas faith is wisdom and understanding. Praise is the application of that understanding. Faith is the boiler that holds the substance of power, whereas praise is the fuel that generates that power into active force. And so, you know, the faith, Lenny, how you always talk about the belief, you know, that's how I look at it when I look at it with isogenics. And, I mean, you can apply this to any area in life. I mean, just every area, absolutely. And it is, it's that belief in isogenics. You know, my faith is so high because I understand it now. I understand the comp plan. And it's not even, faith is almost something that I look like, you just believe it, but you can't see it. I mean, isogenics, it's something tangible. We know people that are doing it. We have it. So now that I'm in such a place of gratitude and praise, it's just what I really feel like is fueling it completely, completely, and also in my life. And so, you know, I'm just going to continue one more little thing, but it says, if you must constantly watch your boiler and care, especially for the fuel that charges it in order to get the most out of it, then the fuel is very important. It's part of the machinery. In like manner, faith without praise is but a cold boiler, an insert massive machinery. It may be nice to look at or talk about, but of no value more than until it is put into motion and produces. Praise is a stimulant of the mind. It quickens prayer. It magnetizes all the good around you. It transforms that good into usable, visible substance. And I can't tell you, you know, when Dave put out the challenge, you guys were doing the call, Lenny, the Monday call, and it was like, you know, for 2 minutes, he was talking about how he was practicing just being really, really grateful. And so you, I know, set your alarm for that 2 minutes of just practicing that gratitude and just, you know, and I do sometimes, you just stop and just think about all the things that we're grateful for, because, yeah, the messages maybe that aren't as happy and positive as some that you want to get sometime, or, you know, a return goes through, or, you know, all those things can set us back, or just in life, you know, when something's not going how we want it. But we can always flip it and just look at it in that gratitude and practice that praise. And just like how this book says, working with the law, when we practice praise, which is just another word for gratitude, and really, really practice it and feel it, then it's just going to continue increasing and increasing, because the good comes from the multiplying when we put that praise into action. And I love this book because it also, you know, it talks about all the different laws of, I encourage anyone, the Working with the Law, it's just such a phenomenal book, because I didn't know about any of these laws. Really, up until December, I'd heard about the law of attraction, you know, and all that, and knew that being, you know, I kept seeing these posts. When you're really grateful for everything that you currently have in your life, that's when you get everything that you could possibly, like, dream of. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm grateful. But I really wasn't, though. You know, looking back on it, I wasn't in that pure place of praise, of no matter what's happening, It's like just this gratitude. And when that happens, right, that's why it's like all I'm seeing now, like you said, it's like magic and miracles are constantly happening. The people coming into my life, the things that are happening, my business, I mean, just the relationships, everything. I feel like I'm constantly rubbing I have a magic genie, and I'm constantly rubbing it, but that magic genie is inside of me, and it's me really, really being very obedient to the law of obedience and practicing these laws. And, you know, I'm not 100%. Absolutely, I'm not 100%. And, you know, I look back, and in the beginning, I was like, oh, my gosh, Lenny's boot camp. He says I got to read for how long a day? I got to do what? I have to be grateful for the job that I have? What? You know, but I did. I shifted that. I started being really grateful for having a job, for having that job that I went to. And when I heard you say that about, you know, be grateful for that job that you have that's allowing you to fund, you know, to purchase your isogenic products, your food, to get you to the events. Be grateful for that job. Next thing you know, I didn't have to have that job anymore. You know, next thing, it's like I have this house that I need to clean, and I was complaining about all the time. Then I got so grateful for being able to have a house to clean. Well, now I can pay somebody to come in and clean it. I mean, it's just one thing after the other, but, oh, I'm just, gratitude, where really check in with yourself and see where you are in that gratitude, and practice it daily. Just really write it down, because Lenny, it's changed everything for my life, and then that's why it's just also rolled over into my business. So absolutely, the law of increase comes from gratitude.
I have this huge smile from one ear to the other ear I hear you teaching, because it's exactly true, and who knew, right? I mean, oh, my gosh. It's almost as if when it comes to the law of gratitude, and we don't totally get it, I always like to think, Casey, that, you know, a man-made law can probably be broken if no one catches you, and you could get away with it. Like, for example, has anyone ever rolled up to a stop sign, you know, like in some rural area, and you can see like a mile left, a mile straight, a mile behind you, a mile to the right, and you just go ahead and roll through the stop sign without completely stopping? Do you think anyone's ever done that?
No.
Well, here's
like
the
once
truth,
a day.
Right? Once an hour. But here's the thing. You go and you do that, and you go, ha, 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 as you're driving down, like, you somehow saved 2 seconds, you know, like, I don't know what we think, but we do that kind of stuff, and we can probably get away with it and not have a real serious, you know, complicated thing happen. However, if you roll through a gratitude, like, for example, you look at someone who has the car you've always wanted, and for just a split second you go, they're so lucky, or anything like that, or we're not grateful for something that we have or something that's going on, here's what I think happens. There's all these angels or however the law works, you know, and there's these universal laws that have been put in place. And so then all of a sudden we feel ungratefulness. We feel somehow that we deserve that and somebody else doesn't. It's just almost like a thought or a feeling, and all of a sudden we were just about to be showered with some blessing, and the law of gratitude says, oh, shoot, we were just about to give Casey everything she always wanted, but she's not ready. Wow. And you got it. And you're getting it, and I got it, and I'm getting it. And, of course, we don't just do it all perfectly. We want to, but now we're aware. Now you're aware, Casey. So nothing can be kept from you unless you don't study the law and apply the law and live the law. You know, and that's the whole thing. These universal laws, oh, my gosh, they're just always working. So what's the – so is it – yes, is this making perfect sense?
I mean, it It does. It's just, I just can't believe I never knew about it. I was just like, and now it's like, okay, when I meet people, you know, Isagenix comes up on my Facebook and everything, and it's like, what do I want to start talking to them about first? Isagenix or the laws? Obviously, it's one and one, but I'm so excited about these laws. I feel like, you know, just like when I discovered Isagenix, I mean, the laws are just, I just never knew. And so just, you know, ignorantly, unconsciously, I was doing things that were, you know, having things show up in my life that, of course they were, because I was following the laws, and the laws that I were following there were to bring those negative things, you know, in my area. But now I'm just so grateful for all of them, too, because looking back on it, I see the exact path of it. And it's such a beautiful thing to be able to step out and be an own witness, you know, and have that awareness to everything and really start listening to conversations. When you get in a conversation, you know, I love it. I don't know what book or does that or talking, but it talks about, you know, the conversations at the water cooler at work. Right? I mean, it's constantly just this negative stuff that goes around. And if you let yourself get caught into that or take yourself out of that gratitude, but if you're really aware and you can start hearing it, you know, in other people, and then when you're talking, and I sometimes catch myself too. I still do it, but I catch myself so quickly. And I was having a conversation with my sister the other day, and I said, like, you know, will, I use the word will, and she's like, you mean we are? Because I'm always, like, catching her, and I'm like, you are. It's not will. It's not going to happen. It is happening. And she caught me right there, and that was just my smile ear to ear with that, because my sister, who I've been just, you know, so talking to her about all this stuff, she's in it, man. She's getting it. And, you know, she's a down over 60 pounds, and she's going to be in the 100-pound club. I'm so excited that, you know, the people that I am coaching on this are now able to catch me when I do it. Like, that's so beautiful. That's the best feeling ever. And, you know, so much of my team does that too. So just start listening, Joe. Start really listening to our words and other people's words, and how it's just everywhere around, but how we can shift it, you know, and how we can look at the good thing of the gratitude. So,
Yes, you helped me with that a lot. I'm just so grateful. I'm so excited. And could you tell say the author's name of Working with the Law?
Absolutely. Raymond Hollowell. Working with the Law, 11 Truth Principles for Successful Living. And I tell you, one of my absolute favorite one in here, I love the law of receiving also, because it's all about, you know, giving and service and time, and if you really are giving more, and even if it's not money that you have to give, then you receive more. But the law of forgiveness, oh, that's a beautiful one. So this book, I mean, I'm such a person that goes back and forth, books. I mean, I can be reading five at a time because it's like I can't get enough knowledge, and I used to believe this, hate reading. I mean, how is that possible? But, that book, it's so beautiful.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am so thrilled. I'm so excited, and I know that all of us got so much value from this call today. Guys, we've been going about 16 almost 17 minutes, and it's time to take on our day. And on this Thursday, that, you know, we only get one shot. And I have a video on that, I think it was Mary Noonan, she posted it to my wall, and I added it. And it's a 6-minute video about being grateful and having the only appropriate response to anything that happens in our day be pure gratefulness. And I've committed to watching it once a day for 30 days. And so it's there if you want to go look at it. Also, tomorrow, I have been inspired. And I like to be in the present moment, but sometimes things come and then I jot them down. And I'll still really focus on being in the present moment. But something's come to me that I want to share tomorrow about how to make your wildest dreams come true. And it's really been this special download. And I'm going to share it tomorrow, and probably some other things. But I just want to really thank you, Casey, for who you are. You know, it's inevitable that you're going to max out and become a multi-millionaire. And I'm just so excited that you totally get it. It's not even about the millions. It's about who you are becoming in the process. And me, and each of us, And that's a beautiful thing. So let's breathe in together, because this might be the only chance you get, because you might not take a yoga class or meditate today. You might be just, you know, in the whole world. And so, you know, even one breath, one deep breath can start to change things for you and bring you to the present moment. So on three, let's just take a breath together. And I just want you to remember, you know, just I want you to say the words, I am, as you breathe in. We're going to hold it for a couple seconds at the top. We're going to feel that in our heart. And I just want you to say that I am. And then whatever word comes to you, just say the word either out loud or silently. It could be love or forgiveness or gratefulness or gratitude. It's whatever it is, but the whole idea of I am, we're going to talk lots more about that because it's so profound. So let's do that, and after we're done with that, we'll unmute the lines and do a 1, 2, 3 and shout Isogenics, because Isogenics is a high vibrational word. It means balanced life, and it's really providing so much balance for all of us, and we can talk more about that later. But Casey, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now let's have a breath and say I am on the way in. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. I am, hold it, smile, please smile. And now breathe out and feel another word, just whatever word you want to be. Yeah, so beautiful. Here we go.
Don't forget Dave's live stream.
Okay, we are live. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics.
Bye, 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 bye.